This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated Indian space startup Skyroot's Infinity Campus through video conferencing today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said India's space sector is becoming an attractive destination for global investors. He highlighted several historic reforms undertaken by the government in India's space sector. He said the government has opened the sector for private innovation, enabling startups and industry to work closely with the country's scientific ecosystem.
Skyroot ka Infinity Campus, Bharat ki nayi soch, innovation aur sabse badi baat youth power ka pratibimb hai. Hamari yuva shakti ki innovation, risk-taking ability aur entrepreneurship aaj nayi bulandi chhu rahi hai. Aane wale samay mein Bharat global satellite launch ecosystem mein ek leader bankar ubhrega.
Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Minister of State for Electronics and IT Jitin Prasad flagged off the Gorakhpur-Izzat Nagar Express through video conference from New Delhi today. The Gorakhpur-Pilibhit Express train has been extended up to Izzat Nagar station for the convenience of rail passengers. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Vaishnav said the train service inaugurated from Bareilly today will significantly improve connectivity from Bareilly to Pilibhit and further up to Gorakhpur. He said the railway budget of Uttar Pradesh has increased nearly 18 times, reaching 18,458 crore for railway development. President Draupadi Murmu today said the Indian Armed Forces have exemplified professionalism and patriotism in guiding the sovereignty of the nation. Speaking at the Chanakya Defence Dialogue 2025 in New Delhi, the President said the recent success of Operation Sindoor is a defining moment in the country's counter-terror and deterrence strategy.
Success of Operation Sindoor starts as a defining moment in our counter-terror and deterrence strategy. The world took note not only of India's military capability but of India's moral clarity to act firmly yet responsibly in the pursuit of peace.
Home Minister Amit Shah today met Deputy Chief Minister of Bihar Samrat Chaudhary in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said the people of Bihar have formed an NDA government with a massive majority. He stated that the NDA government will work with even greater strength to ensure good governance for a developed Bihar. The Supreme Court has asked the centre to mull over a stringent law to deal with derogatory remarks against persons with disabilities. The apex court today asked the centre to consider framing a statute to make derogatory remarks ridiculing persons with disabilities and rare genetic disorders a penal offence on the lines of the SC/ST Act. A top court said there is need for a neutral, independent and autonomous body to regulate obscene, offensive or illegal content on online platforms. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his Indonesian counterpart Jafri Shamsuddin today co-chaired the third India-Indonesia Defence Ministers' Dialogue in New Delhi. At the meeting, both countries stressed on the importance of maintaining a free, open, peaceful, stable and prosperous Indo-Pacific, guided by international law and respect for sovereignty. India's ambassador to the United States, Vinay Mohan Quatra, met U.S. Undersecretary of State Jacob S. Helberg in Washington and discussed a mutually beneficial trade deal and technology cooperation. In a social media post, Mr. Quatra said wide-ranging conversations were held on bilateral economic matters, including trade deal, strategic trade dialogue and technology cooperation. At the 56th edition of the International Film Festival of India, IFFI 2025, Goa Chief Minister Pramod Sawant released a commemorative stamp today in honour of legendary cinematographer and filmmaker K. Vaikunth. In a career spanning over 5 decades, K. Vaikunth worked on more than 35 feature films along with numerous ads and documentaries. And with that, we end this news bulletin.